O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
My trust is in you, O Lord.
I have said, you are my God.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us. We glory in your cross, O Lord, and praise and glorify your joy has come to the whole world.
Verses from Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not be afraid. And though there rise up war against me, yet will I put my trust in him. One thing have I asked of the Lord, and that alone I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the fair beauty of the Lord, and to seek his will in his temple. For in the day of trouble he shall hide me in his shelter. In the secret place of his dwelling shall he hide me, and set me high upon a rock. And now shall he lift up my head above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his dwelling an oblation with great gladness. I will sing and make music to the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Let us pray. God, our light and our salvation, illuminate our lives, that we may see your goodness in the land of the living, and looking on your beauty, may be changed into the likeness of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. With faith and love and in union with Christ, let us offer our prayer before the throne of grace. Have mercy on your people, for whom your Son laid down his life. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Bring healing and wholeness to people and nations, and have pity on those torn apart by division. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Strengthen all who are persecuted for your name's sake, and deliver them from evil. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Look in mercy upon all who suffer, and hear those who cry out in pain and desolation. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Bring comfort to the dying, and gladden their hearts with the vision of your glory. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Give rest to the departed, and bring them with your saints to glory everlasting. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Let us commend the world for which Christ died to the mercy and protection of God. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Hide me within your wounds, and never let me be separated from you. From the wicked enemy, defend me. In the hour of my death, call me, and bid me come to you, so that with your saints I may praise you for ever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May Christ our Saviour give us peace. Amen.